Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. Bob Kessler, you look like you're ready to go.
I am. It's really nice to see some news about Keith Urban that doesn't have anything to do with his divorce.
Yeah.
Have you heard about his new album?
I saw just bits and pieces.
Yes, I have a little bit right here. So kind of a different direction for Keith Urban. He sounds like Keith Urban on it.
Yeah, I think that's what he grew up with.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice, refreshing change in direction. I don't think it's what he'll always be doing, but I applaud him for doing that. And especially, who doesn't want Michael McDonald singing on their album?
Yeah.
Best singer ever.
He said growing up in New Zealand that he was into muscle cars, American muscle cars, because of his uncle collecting them. And he was into that music in the 70s because that was his era that he was growing up. All right. What do you have for us today, Mary?
It's a great day. It's International Dance Day.
I saw that. I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to dance, as we all know. There's good things for balance, flexibility, coordination, cardiovascular especially. And it gets your brain to think, remembering all the sequences, the steps. Gets your mind off of other things that aren't important. You can get some good self-esteem from it. You meet new people, especially socialization, may prevent dementia. So there's good things. There's some downsides, not too many. Of course, injuries.
Wait a second. Do we say, am I saying it wrong? You said dementia. Is it
dementia?
Okay. All right. Just want to know.
Because
I thought, Jesus, Lisa, you've been saying that wrong too.
Yeah, I had a moment there.
I'm with you.
If you know what I mean. There are some injuries that can happen, and it's pricey. You know, dancing is pricey, even for little kids to join.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, with the costumes, the recitals, all of that. And I know some of my grandkids want to do dance, and they just can't afford it. They're like, Mom, it's so expensive. I'm like, I know.
I got invited to a kid's dance recital Sunday afternoon at 4:30, and I'm thinking, oh, Sunday afternoon, 4:30.
I'm sorry.
And I said, what kind are you doing? Tap.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. I passed.
Kind of busy.
No disrespect, because I do love tap, but it's hard to watch a lot of little kids do it when you don't have little kids in your life. But.
Yeah, and a lot of times you have to time that perfectly, so you only go to there, but they don't let you in sometimes.
No, they don't.
You got to go to the whole thing or nothing.
What's your favorite kind of dance, Mary?
You have to be ballroom.
Oh, wow. Still.
Yeah, even though I haven't been doing it for a while. But yeah, has to be ballroom. Still love it.
Bob, what's your favorite kind of dance?
Yeah, Bob.
My favorite kind of dance would be the Irish jig.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I picture Bob doing the tango.
That was a great dismissive snort from whoever.
Who was that, Kevin?
Mary.
Hey.
Kevin, do you dance?
God, no. Yeah, I dance at our wedding, you know. I dance at weddings, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, well,
just
I don't.
Kind of flailing around.
Do the four step. Did you do that?
Get a couple beers in you, let loose a little bit.
Yeah, how many Miller Lights until you hit the dance floor?
A couple, Colin. Are you a big dancer, Colin?
When I have booze running through me.
Yeah, okay.
Y'all need drinks to dance? It could be me.
Dance and Farmer has a hay baling dance. It's all his own, and let me tell you, it's a classic. It's a classic. I'm like, it really just looks like you're baling hay. He goes, yeah, that's the point. Except I put dance moves on it. I'm like, okay, we'll go with that. What's your story today, Kevin?
I actually have some breaking sports news.
Oh.
LIV Golf, which has been the rival golf league to the PGA Tour for about 4 or 5 years now, Wall Street Journal. And this has sort of been coming because a LIV Golf event in New Orleans scheduled for June, I believe it was postponed. And Wall Street Journal says after spending recent weeks on life support, LIV Golf has lost the funding of its Saudi backers.
Wow.
LIV plans to tell players and staff by Thursday at Saudi Arabia's public investment fund that we hear so much about these days, PIF, whatever we call it, will no longer bankroll the circuit after this season. That's according to people familiar with the matter. That's in the Wall Street Journal report. So it sounds like it's coming to an end. They've spent billions on this rival golf league. They've paid some of these golfers over $100 million to leave the PGA and join their league. There have been lawsuits. A couple of players have been able to find a way back to the PGA, like Brooks Koepka, but they've had to you know, they lose out on certain points and the new equity program the PGA has implemented. Patrick Reed left LIV and is playing in Europe this summer. He's hoping to get back on the PGA next year. But there are a lot of big names. I mean, John Rahm left the PGA. That was probably the most surprising. Bryson DeChambeau, who knows what he's going to do? He might just play the majors and do YouTube videos moving forward. But this is a huge, huge shakeup in the golf world and really all sports, because when LIV happened, I think a lot of us were like, well, what is this? What if they want to start a basketball league? What if they want a football league?
Yeah.
So it sounds like LIV is slowly coming to a close. They might finish out some of these events, but it doesn't look good for LIV Golf.
And remember the fights among the golfers about who was going and who wasn't going?
I mean, antitrust lawsuits and the players who left weren't able to compete in some of the majors initially, and then some of the majors said you can, but they can't compete on the PGA Tour.
Is it live? Is it LIV?
Is it LIV? you know, they only played three rounds, not the four rounds. It's been a mess, really. And it has benefited a lot of the PGA players, which is what we kind of predicted, because some of those players are – there's this new equity program where players are getting more money. And this is – the Saudis are pretty much pulling out of their LIV Golf venture, which really – made a lot of noise. Did it really catch on? And I don't think it ever did. It was not a great TV event. Everyone was kind of confused on what exactly it was. And there's no history there. Golf is rooted in history. It's been around forever. But I'll have more on this at 5 and throughout the evening. But LIV Golf,
Benito,
it's close to an end, I think so. Yeah. Unless they find new funding, which seems doubtful.
News coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.